Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you're a mid-market organization that's about to go through a digital or business transformation, there's a lot of nuances that are unique to mid-market companies, and that's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And many, if not most of our clients at Third Stage are mid-market organizations. And by mid-market, I mean somewhere between $100 million US dollars in revenue per year and $1 billion, just general terms. So big enough to not be small, but not so big that you're a multinational, multi-billion dollar conglomerate. So when a mid-sized organization is going through a digital transformation, there's a lot of nuances that they need to be aware of. And so what I want to talk about today are what are some of those nuances and themes that on the surface may look like they apply to any size organization. But what I want to do today is talk about them in the context of how it applies specifically to a mid-size organization. One of the first steps in a successful digital transformation at a mid-size organization is to find the right technology. It's important to look at the different types of enterprise technologies available and find the right system or systems that are going to enable your growth and help you achieve or accomplish your future growth strategies. Now, that same statement applies to any size organization, whether you're a small, tiny organization or whether you're a large multinational Fortune 500 company. But with mid-size organizations, your options are a bit different. And what I mean by that is mid-size organizations are typically big enough that they can't just go with the really tiny, small, basic vanilla system, but they're not big enough necessarily to justify some of the biggest, most complex systems in the market. So what they're left with is a lot of the in-between. They're big enough to where they need to maybe consider some of the bigger systems, but they're also not so big that they want to overcomplicate things. So the key here is really make sure you're focusing on the right systems that are most suitable for the mid-market. Now, in the ERP space, which is enterprise resource planning, the different types of software technologies are oftentimes broken up into tiers. You have tier one, which is your big SAP and Oracle types of systems. You have tier two, which is more your mid-size ERP systems. And then you have tier three, which is really your small little niche players. Now, in the mid-market, the tier three systems are typically too small. And oftentimes the tier one players are too big, although that's not always true. Sometimes mid-size organizations that aspire for aggressive growth and are really trying to scale and reach the next level of success might actually consider a tier one system. So that leaves you with a pretty broad range of options out there, everything from all the tier two systems out there, like your Epicor and Infor, Microsoft Dynamics, Sage, whatever the example may be. And then you also have your tier one options like your SAP S/4HANA and your Oracle Fusion. So looking at the right options in the marketplace is the first step. Now, with a mid-market organization, it's important not to only look at ERP systems. It may be that you go with more of a best of breed approach where you find a core back office financial system, and then you might go find a separate system that handles your CRM or your sales and customer service. You might have a different system that handles your HR, different system for your supply chain management, et cetera. So you want to make sure that you're looking at the right types of systems based on your strategy as an organization. And what's probably most important to take away from this whole concept of selecting the right software is to think about your organization and where you're headed, what you want to be when you grow up, what you want to be in the future, and what types of technology or technologies might best help you get there, and use that as a parameter to help you define your shortlist and ultimately select the best system for your organization. Once you've evaluated and ultimately selected the types of technology or technologies that you want to deploy to help you get to your future state, it's then important to figure out who the best system integrator will be for your organization. And if you're not familiar with the term systems integrator, that's essentially an implementation partner, a partner that does the technical aspects of configuring and developing the software that you're going to implement. Another common term for that is value-added reseller or VAR. Some refer to it as an implementation partner, reseller, whatever the case may be. But the whole idea here is you want to find a technical implementation partner that's best suited to you. Now, much like choosing a enterprise technology for a mid-size organization, so too is choosing a system integrator different for mid-size organizations. So most mid-sized organizations, for example, have more complex and robust needs that a really small mom and pop shop is able to handle. So you might be able to rule out a lot of the really small players in the space. On the flip side, you're not that complex and you don't necessarily have the resources or the budget to go hire a huge system integrator like a Deloitte or an Accenture, Capgemini, Ernst & Young, whoever it may be. So that leaves you with, again, the middle of the market there, or the middle of the spectrum. So there's a lot of really good second tier system integrators and implementation partners out there, depending on which system or systems you're thinking about. So every different technology out there has its own ecosystem, its own partner network, but each one of them typically will have a range of different types of partners that can help with the technical aspects of your implementation. For more information and tips on how to find the best systems integrator for your organization, I've included a link below to a really important guide or white paper that we've published recently, which is a guide to selecting the right systems integrator. I encourage you to check that out, download that white paper. That'll give you some additional evaluation criteria and best practices for finding the best systems integrator for your organization, regardless of what types of technology you might consider.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Having an effective and aligned implementation strategy and plan is the next step in an effective transformation for any mid-size organization. And the tricky part of mid-size implementation plans is that, again, you're big and complex enough that you're not going to get this transformation done in 30 or 60 or 90 days, but you're not so big that it should take you 2, 3, 4, or 5 years to go through the transformation. Chances are the answer is somewhere in between. So really making sure that you've got a implementation plan that's right-sized for the type of organization you are in the middle market is very important. So some things to consider as you think about how do we make sure we're not oversimplifying our implementation plan would be things like making sure that you've allocated enough time for business process improvement, ensuring that you take time up front prior to implementing technology to define what your future state business processes are going to be, ensuring that you have an organizational change strategy and plan that helps your people through the transformation, ensuring you have an integration plan to tie to some of the legacy systems or regulatory systems that might remain after your transformation. Those are just some of the things and some of the complexities that are somewhat unique to mid-sized organizations that oftentimes gets overlooked. And if you are a smaller organization with, say, just 20 or 50 employees, those may not be as important to you. But as a mid-sized organization, that is going to be important. So on one hand, you want to make sure your implementation plan is robust enough to account for some of those complexities and some of the growth you're experiencing as a mid-sized organization. On the other side of the spectrum, you want to make sure that your implementation plan isn't so complex and it's going to take you so long to implement and cost you so much money that you're in the realm of what a big Fortune 500 company should be spending on their implementation. So you really want to find that sweet spot that's somewhere in the middle, knowing that you're big enough to be somewhat complex, but you're not so big that you need to overcomplicate things. So finding that right balance is very important. And that first step of identifying that implementation strategy and plan is a really important prerequisite to a successful transformation in the mid-market. Project management is important to any transformation, no matter what size organization you are. But with a mid-size organization, you have more moving parts typically. Chances are you've grown as an organization, you've accumulated multiple systems, you have a lot of different pieces that you're trying to tie together, and you've probably accumulated a lot of broken business processes and manual business processes that have helped you get to where you are today. So it's important to ensure that your project management focuses on how to address and mitigate all these different moving parts, both from a project management perspective as well as from a risk mitigation perspective. So you want to make sure you're identifying risks that come along with the growth that you're going through from a people, process, and technology perspective. Some of the most common risks we see with the middle market include things like the fact that now we're maturing as an organization and now we need to think about more standard business processes. And we need to move away from that gunslinging entrepreneurial mindset that helped us get to where we are. And we certainly want to keep some of that entrepreneurial spirit, but we also want to act more like a real mature company. So that's a big risk for an organization to make that shift from gunslinging to more standard common business processes. Another common risk is on the people side, the organizational change side, which is how do we ensure that our culture leverages the best of what got us to where we are, but that we're shifting and bending our culture to allow us to scale and allow us to be more successful on a bigger scale going forward. And those are two examples of very big risks that every organization has, and it takes a certain amount of art and science in the project management, as well as the risk mitigation that goes along with that. So really make sure that you have a project management risk mitigation framework that's right-sized for your type of organization and your strategy, and ultimately is best suited for the mid-market. Now, I've already touched on the concept of organizational change management. I mentioned that one of the biggest risks of any sort of mid-market transformation is the fact that people's jobs are changing and you're evolving as an organization. You're shifting from a gunslinging type of organization to more of a mature standard operating model. That's just one example of the type of organizational change that we commonly see in the mid-market. But chances are, when you were a smaller company, you had a different feel as an organization. You had people with different roles and responsibilities, and now you're looking to scale to get to the next level, which inevitably is going to have a pretty significant impact on people within the organization. I would argue that the impact to the mid-market on the people side of the equation is much greater than on the larger organizations or the really small organizations. And that's simply because the transition and the evolution that the organization is going through just puts more pressure on people and it forces more change for people on your team. So organizational change management is arguably most important for companies in the mid-market. So you really want to make sure that you assess the organization you are today, identify what you want your future state organization to be, and then figure out what is our organizational change strategy and plan to help us bridge that gap between where we are today and where we're headed, and ultimately ensure that all this great human capital and knowledge that we've built as a team and as an organization doesn't get lost during that transformation, and that we're able to help people through the transformation and ultimately be more successful in that future state. And for more information and best practices on change management, I also encourage you to download our guide to organizational change management. I've included links to that below. That's going to give you some tips on things to think about as you think about what is the best organizational strategy and plan for our organization. At the end of the day, most mid-market organizations don't go through digital transformation just for the fun of it. Chances are they're doing it because they want to realize some sort of business value and ROI and benefits realization out of the investment that they're making in technology and people and process changes. So you want to make sure you have a clear vision of what it is we want to look like in terms of measures and metrics. What are the tangible business benefits we expect to see on the other side? And ultimately, what are those target operating metrics? And who's going to be responsible for it? And how will this overall digital transformation help enable those improvements to your operational metrics? So having a clear vision is really going to help guide the overall transformation, ensure that you're focused on the right things, ensure that you're focusing all your activities within the transformation on delivering real business value and helping the organization scale for future growth. So I hope you found this information useful. I encourage you to check out any of the downloads and various links I've included below to additional resources that are meant to help you through a digital and business transformation in the mid-market. And feel free to reach out to me if you'd like to discuss your transformation and what some of the best practices might be for your organization. I'd be happy to be a sounding board for you as you continue your transformation journey. And I've included my contact information below if you'd like to reach out and informally discuss some of those options. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.